Let's learn. We're learning over here today. Masechet Haris, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Vav and Zayin. Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. We're learning over here with the Hilchos Rebbe, the Hilchos Grois Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Ariel. Mishnah Zayin. Habika b'moisachama reshus hayochel l'shabbos reshus haram l'tuma. Okay, a bika valley in the summertime. It's reshus hayochel l'shabbos. Now we learned yesterday that when it says reshus hayochid means a carmelis. Doesn't mean reshus hayochid mamish, means a carmelis. Or reshus harabim l'tuma, and it's reshus harabim l'tuma. Why? So let's see over here the Rav. Let's see the Rav reshus harabim l'tuma. The b'moisachama shchichi unshi de'azli ba'liktzar l'adush. People frequently have to go there and to harvest and to thresh. Ulechroish akarka. L'zoyro l'shanaba, to plant it for the following year. Okay, so people go there. It's a very busy place. It's a very busy place in the summertime. People are there in the valley, getting the land ready for the following year. However, it's called a b'vayit b'mishnah, but with mosag hashamim b'shayach l'kach l'kach. Why she zrua ve'ein adam nichnas la? People do not walk into a beker in the winter time. It's not a place. It's not a place for a yiddish mensch to hang out in the beker. It's not a parnasa for a nice Jewish boy to be a rabbi. You know who told me that? Jerry Silver.
Fryim, it's not a parnasa for a nice Jewish boy to be a rabbi.
Just a question here on the Metzius. So let's say in Yemai Sachama, when it's a Rishus Harav Megabe Tuma, you have people there that are, threshing and cutting or whatever. Who are they cutting it for?
Themselves.
Is it for themselves?
Yeah, themselves. Or their workers.
Their own patches there, right? Because if they're planting for next year, so it is like a public park that everyone has a plot, or is it like?
I'm not sure. Or maybe it's one person, but he has workers. They have workers. People, he's going there. His workers, his family, children. Maybe it's public. What?
If it's owned by one person, then it's a Rishus HaYochid.
So he's saying that ownership is not what makes into Rishus HaYochid Sharab. People are frequent there. Are people milling around? I don't know the answer. Everyone has their own little plot, like a cemetery. There's always people running around in the cemetery, but everyone has their own plot.
Sure, I mean, people are going to get in. But the cemetery, it's a tie, right? So what's the cemetery? The cemetery is just around.
I guess Sunday morning. Sunday morning, the rest of the week, it's not too crowded. People don't come around during the week. In the cemetery. Shabbos, no one's there Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, only some people probably go to sleep there to find out what's for the next year. But I guess Sunday morning it's busy. People are going there for unveilings. People are going there.
Right. I mean, there would be a difference when it's more populated versus not populated.
A cemetery is busy on Sunday.
Right.
But it's not too busy during the week unless there's a funeral going on. In the afternoon, when the afternoons, it's not too busy. Okay, weiter. Basilki. Nu halacha mishne chesa. Go to Basilki. Plate gedoyla. A palace, a basilki, famous word, a good vocabulary word for today's Mishnah. Every Mishnah has a unique vocabulary word. Basilki is a beautiful word. It means a pleita gedoyla, lefleita gedoyla, a great salvation. Platia, it's a platia, right. Not a pleita. A platia is a palace, but platia relates to the word pleita, missing a yud between the lamed and the tes. Fine. So basilki is a platia gedoyla. V'hachi aminim perek beis diyoyma. Lishkas agozis kemen basilki gedoyla hoysa. The lishkas agozis was a basilki gedoyla. It was a big atrium. It was a big chasen hall with no COVID-19 restrictions. Basilki reshus hayochel l'shabbos is a basilki is a reshus hayochel l'shabbos. Why? Why is it a reshus hayochel l'shabbos? I guess people, because it's a private area. It has four walls. Any mokoyim that has four walls is going to be called Rishus HaYochid, or at least it's going to be called the Carmelis. But Rishus HaRabim L'tuma. Why? Because people are hopping around there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Oymed Hu B'Pesach Hazeh V'Roye Es If you have control, if you're able to know who's going and coming, you're able to control, you control the turf, like the mafia. I know who goes in and goes out. If you're able to stay in one location, you can see.
Maybe it's just you have the ability to see. Who says
control. Okay, let's see over the Rav. Rav, Roy yes and Nichnasim yes hayoytzin. The Chiroya hanichnasim v'hayoytzin chashiv reshus hayachitvei. When you can see who comes in, who goes out, it's called the reshus. It's called the reshus hayachitvei. The ain halach Rabbi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, if you can see who goes in, who goes out. It's called the Rishus Hayachid. The Ein Halach Rabid. Okay, very simple Mishnah, very short and sweet Mishnah. It's called the Mishnah. Basilki, Platya Gedoyla, or the Rishus Hayachid, the Shabbos, or the Rishus Harabim, Lutama, Rabbi Huda Oimer, his Cholik. It depends. Im Oimer, who be Pesach Hazed, the Roya S, Hanichnasim, yes, Hayoitzin, be Pesach Halaz, on the other side. Then Rishus Hayachid lekach ulekach. Then it's called the Rishus Hayachid because then you can see Vostutzach. You can see the ganze Maisa. If you can see the ganze Maisa, that's called Rishus Hayachid. Vimlav Rishus Hayachid leShabbos Rishus Haram leTuma. He's saying a Yisoid. He's saying a Mordek Yisoid. Okay, I always like this tilt, which is illegal according to me, is to find the homiletic Musar in the Mishnah, is that he's fataiching Rishus Harabim depends upon your ability to know what's going on. If you're able to know what's going on, you're able to survey the full scope of who's coming, who's going, that's called the Rishus Hayachid. The Mahus of Rishus Haram is you really don't know what's going on. You don't know who's coming, who's going. You don't have the ability to be aware, to be knowledgeable of what's going, what's coming on. That is what makes a makom. It's a whole new Mahus in Taitch in Rishus Haram. Remember we learned yesterday, Rabbi Eliezer, I was thinking about this a lot yesterday, the theory of relativity, it's an unbelievable chiddush, is that a Rishus HaYochid is defined relative to the outside Rishus. According to the Chachamim, Rishus, they're just rules. The Supreme Court hands down rules. These are the rules. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no, it's relative. Theory of relativity. Here we have a Nayadin. A Rishus HaYochid is a place that you are able to survey. You're able to have full awareness of what is going on, what you can see. I once said to Chish, why did Hashem create a human being that he has to go to sleep? Why couldn't Hashem create a human being in such a way where he doesn't need to sleep? No sleeping. Hashem doesn't sleep. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. So if Hashem doesn't sleep, so why does man sleep? Man is created in the image of Hashem. Ki b'tzelem l'kim osas, why did Hashem make man an exception? It's an exception to the Tzelem Elokim. Hashem doesn't sleep. Hashem's open 24/7. It's like an airport. Hashem's 7-Eleven. Hashem, what's going on? Why is man? That's why they have wings in Shemaim. Now I know why. That's why they have the Malachim have wings. Because they don't sleep. It's like an airport, 24/7. So why does man sleep? It's at the Pshat, you know what the Pshat is? Hashem is telling man, you don't have to know everything that's going on in this world. When you're awake, oh, what's nice? I gotta know what's going on. After 3 days of knowing what's going on, you know what happens to you? You conk out and you fall asleep. When you are sleeping, it is not possible for you to know what is going on in this world. Hashem is saying, man, it's not your business to know everything. You only need to know what you need to know. Stick to your daf gemara. You don't need to know who the president is. Put your head in the gemara. Don't worry about it. Not your problem. You don't have to know all the garbage out there. Sleeping is the way of Hashem telling a human being, you don't need to know everything that's going on. So over here you see in the Rishus HaRabim, you see this Yisoid, incredible Chiddush. Never knew this Mishnah before. This Chiddush of Yehuda, there's the Machus of Rishus HaRabim that is, you don't know what's going on. I don't know. It's a makom that I have no shlita over. I'm not out of control. I'm not a policeman. I want to know, you know. I want to know who comes, who goes. I'm a busy guy. You see these guys, You don't see them anymore. The Yoshvei Kranis, I know a guy like this today. Every time I go to Avenue M, there he is. He mamashes. Every time. It's always, wherever I go, there he is. Okay, this is like the old-fashioned Yoshvei Kranis. Today they don't exist because we have television. So instead of sitting on the street, you go home and you watch television the whole day. This chevra, who somehow, I don't know how they have money, I don't know how they live, they have a pension, I don't know how they have money, but it beats me. Social Security, I don't know what they, how they do it, but they don't work, they don't lift a finger, they what do the whole day? I would watch television the whole day, that's what I would do. But these guys, they go and they sit in the street, and he knows everyone's business. So that's not called Rosh Hashanah. If you, Taka, are in aware, is that a chiddush? It's a chiddush over here, it's a sharam. Vayitam. Okay, next Mishnah test.
I once took the board exam for the medical boards in one of these rooms somewhere up the West Side Highway, one of these like big rooms. I could, believe Guzma, I could not see the end of the room. I could not see the end of the room. The room was so large. It was not like a chasnol. I mean, when you're in a chasnol, so you see the end of the hall over here. I could not see the end of the hall.
Wow.
It was just one little room. I think it fit, it fit more than 1,000 people.
Wow. The DMV used to be like that. The DMV, now they made it into, they cut it up into little sections a little more. But when they first built the new DMV on West 8th Street, all the way down there in Yennevelt, they built that. So now it's already, I was there recently, they changed it. It looks very different than it used to be. I remember when they first built it, like 20 years ago, it was also just massive, one big open place. Now it's very different. They put up walls here and there. They sort of made it, renovated it a little bit. But you're right, the mass of these rooms. Like, isn't that the piers with Lubavitch, the Chabad, where they have their... Okay, right. In the Chaim Lin last year, a year ago, they made their dinner in the same place where Chabad makes their... they make the Fabreng. Two years ago. I got into a lot of trouble with Chaim Blin. Because Chaim Blin, they say about Lubavitch. I told you this. Lubavitch is the closest thing to Yiddishkeit.
Yeah, sure. That's an old joke.
So I told them, Chaim Blin, Gvaldik. It's the closest thing to Chabad. The worst thing I ever told them was ki yod al keiska. No, you know what is ki yod al keiska? Yoinis and David al keis Yitzchok Kutner. Not Aaron Shechter al keiska. Yoinis and David al keis Yitzchok Kutner. So someone told me, guess what? Someone already said that before you. You're not, this is not your vart. This is already, we already know this already. Gegez unto hate. Besifron, in our Sifrei Torah, we corrected the error. Andre Girsa. There's another Girsa. Vital. Mishnah Tess, HaPoron, Rishus HaYochel L'Shabbos, Rishus Rav L'Tumba. What is a Poron? A new vocabulary word, a nigh vocabulary word. You can learn vocabulary from Mishnais. Doimel lebisilki. It's doimel lebisilki. Yeshua shnei pesachim. Bukulim zekin egezem. It's like a besilki. There are two entrances. One can egezem. Vaita. So it's Rosh Yochel LeShabbos.
So it's like a two-door garage?
I don't know. A besilki. It's a platy, but it only has two doors. And the two doors are perpendicular. No, I'm sorry. They're parallel. Parallel. The two doors are opposite one another. Mimela, I guess you come and you go. You go in one way, go the other way. You go in one way, go the other way. Let's see. Nachamola, parin rishon yachid rishon Shabbos rishon haram l'tumma. Why? Why? What is over here in the Rash and over here in the Rav? It doesn't say anything. What is over here in the Perush of 8? What is over here in the number 8? What's 8? Kineged apsachim 8. There's a picture. Paron, look at that picture. Paron, kineged apsachim harei zer rishon harabim. Where are the psachim? Oh, So you see, they show you over the
it's something like two stories?
No, it's a bird's eye view. This is a bird's eye view. There's a bird's eye view. This from the top. You see over here, you have three walls on one side, three walls on the other side. In the center, there's a road. There's a yellow brick road going down right down the center.
Wait, so the building is split in half.
Right. You see over here, Bill, you see over here a three-wall enclosure on two sides, and the center, it's open. So the path in between is called a Paran Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos. Is Rishus HaYochid L'Shabbos, Rishus Rabban L'Tumah. And
looks
not
like
only...
Mavui.
What?
Looks like a Mavui, no?
Looks like a Mavui? No, a Mavui is only one of the two sides. A Mavui is only one section, where there's one section. Here there are two sections. What?
It's like a Mavui that's open at the other end.
It's like two Mavuis facing each other. Whatever, it's basically a room, it's a big room, and there's a big opening on one side, and the opening, and there's another opening on the other side. This is one big room. Make believe there's one big room with a ceiling on top. Okay, make believe there's a ceiling that covers the entire area. It's not showing you the ceiling.
Yeah,
and there's an opening on one side, opening on the other side. So when you in that area where the rab, where people are going right through, that's called the Rishus Rab. Now, what about the sides, the tzadim? The tzadim is you're not going to go in because then you're going to get stuck in there. So paran is Rishus Hayachel L'Shabbos, Rishus Rab L'Tumah, V'chein Hatzadim. That's the sides. It's also called Goyim called. Rabbi Meir, Meir says that Stodin is a Rishus Hayochid Lekach Lekach. He disagrees, and he says the Rishus that Stodin is called the Rishus Hayochid Lekach Lekach. He says the Menachem Mocha. A part of which the Rabbi Lulus Shabbos, which is Rabbi Lutoma. The Chenat Stodin. The Stodin also, since people are going back and forth through the two openings, sometimes they stop off on the sides. They stop off on the sides to change the diapers. They stop off on the sides to take pictures. They stop off on the sides. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's studded.
Right, so it's like when you go into our Yitzchak and you have the candy machines on one side and you have the classrooms on the other side, right? Imagine that you're walking into our Yitzchak and you have the classrooms on one side, you have the classrooms on the other side. I mean, I'm just giving the example with there's several rooms on this side.
Right. That's all in the first. When you first walk in, there's a classroom on the left, classroom on the right. Then there is the candy machine on one side, and the lady section. And the other side, there's the bathroom. And then there's the office. What goes on in the office, no one knows. Weiter. I have no, believe me, I'm not, this is not my geschäft there. This is a family business. You want to get burnt? Don't go into the kitchen. Stay, believe me, stay far away. I have nowhere else to go. I go there. I have nothing, mamash. I have no connection, no shaykhs there. Right, v'chein hatzadin. Rabbi Meir Oimer had studin Rishus HaYochid Lekach Lekach. He holds that the studin is called Rishus HaYochid. The studin is called Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos and for Tumah. Because the studin, people do not go near the studin. Let's see over here in the Rav. The Rav says, Aparon. What is the Paron? Dem Lebilski L'Riesh L'Shnei Pesachim M'chovim Zekereg Zev V'chein at studin M'kan L'Paron L'Chashiv V'Nam Mishra Rabim. It's called Rishus HaRabim. Kevon Sharab Mishtamshin Boisan Stud the Rabba Mishtamesh on Mishtamesh Boisan Studim. Rabbi says that Studim Rishus HaYochid. Why are they called Rishus HaYochid? Sheemsa HaParon HaParoin Bilvad. And the mayor says that Studim Rishus HaYochid Sheemsa HaParon Bilvad also Mishtamesh Barab. Viloyat Studim. That Studim is off limits. It's not where you belong. Stay away from the Studim. There ain't a lach Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Posh. Okay? Good? Are we good?
I'm trying to give another example. Like, let's say you have a fancy hospital. You have a hospital, right? So let's say, right? So it's on both sides of the street. So why does that center area between
the That's the Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah, the part that's in the center. Of course, 1 second. Yeah, you have to turn it on. It has to be warmed up. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You start
smelling
yet? You were in Florida?
Yeah.
How long?
Maybe I'll come back sometime in March.
January to February to March, and now about 3 months.
Yeah.
3 months, wow. Uh-huh. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy Florida.
Thanks. Would you like to come visit me?
Maybe, but...
So take my number.
I have your number. I have your
number.
If you want to learn it, you can learn with this Daf Yomi on Zoom.
Over there, there's Daf Yomi, and you know, there's a shul over there.
There's no shortage of Torah.
Rabbi Benjamin Yasker is a rabbi walking distance from my house on the grounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right, enjoy. You should have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Enjoy, be healthy, and enjoy.
There's a yeshiva also on the book. Circle.
I don't know anything about Boca Raton. Anything about Florida, to me, Boca Raton, it sounds like Tora Bora in Afghanistan.
You're not familiar with the scene there.
Not really. Alright, whatever.
Well, come down there, I'll...
You'll give me a tour.
I'll take you to the golf course.
Okay. Take me to Mardi Go to Trump.
What?
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago, where is that? Is that near Boca Raton?
I don't think so.
Not so close? Not within the Tchum.
I don't know the exact location, but it's not.
Maybe make an Erev Tchumen. Maybe I can get to an Erev Tchumen. All right, it sounds good. Have a wonderful, successful, healthy, enjoyable, uplifting, inspirational stay.
There's
in
a rabbi over there, his name is Rabbi Kurtz. He gives a Daf Yomi. He likes to see him, you know, in local restaurants over there.
Ooh.
For his bedroom.
He must give a Kurtz a Daf. And his name is Kurtz. He must give a Kurtz. He gives a Kurtz a Daf. Today you have to give a daf in 8 minutes. They have advertised on the internet. 8 minute daf, 20 minute daf.
I saw that.
We give the 2 hour daf. That's why no one comes. Okay, let's learn. We gotta learn, okay. Have a wonderful trip. Bye.
Look at Oyster Gimel on the side.
Oyster Gimel on the side, the kosher.
You could just question from the Mishnah before. Look at it, that if you can see from one end to the other, and you know what's going on, why isn't that the definition of Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
The question of the Ludicum, which is the
Kasha. Oh, why doesn't he argue as well? The Kasha lift like a Ludicum of the season of the Tosefta goes in the Ipcha. The Yossi Shapir. That was different gear, sir. You the Taka holds that it's going to go to Rosh Hashanah. He was Pumfa Keret. If you can see me end to end, it automatically makes it Pumfa Keret. Unbelievable. It changed the whole lambda, so we said before. He has a different gear, so unbelievable. That's why there's no chalik. Not chalik. Fine. We have Shabbat Rosh, Mepharsh Paron, Migdol Shesh Shesh Loishes ruchalisecha b'sechayam luchachas le'abashu. It's a tower. Three walls are in the water, and one is le'abashu. That's why it's not shach. Okay, I don't know. Some other type of tower, which is along the beach. Along the beach in Florida, along the beach in the sunshine state with the palm trees and the oranges. Weiter. Weiter in the Mishnah. One more Mishnah verse, the Perek, Mishnah Yudhu Istivanis. This is the third vocabulary word. A basilki, we had a poron, and now we have a third word to it, our vocabulary, the Istivanis. What is that? Rav? Mokim tsar. Tsar li hamokim azeh. Like an irrigation canal, like an amo roich, amo wide, goiva arba, it's high four, echamisha tvachim oimel lefnei hachanuyos, before the store shah seichlim yoshim ba. You have the gemara, the istavonis, the barvusta istavonis, the kurkavon, this is the helical kurkavon, this is the fashtunkino. Istavonis for the Yoshe Kronoset. Okay? Zwei Sachen, the Helical Kurkavan and the Fashtunkano Istavarionis. So what about this? Rosh Yochel Shabbos, Rishus Harabim Lutomo. Why? I guess they hang out there. People hang out there too much. There's a picture on the next page. You see the picture on the next page?
Yeah.
Yeah, looks just like me, no? The Istavonis. This is a stool. A stool there, three guys bent over, mannequins to me, these guys. Big kepelach. Good, three people, that's the istavon, it's fine. And Rishon Yochel, L'shav Sharab, L'tumah, Chatzer Sharab, next halacha, Chatzer Sharab, Nechnasim Boy,
V'yotzim. So it only means that, like, that's the little ledge, right? Not the rooms. Does it mean the rooms or it means the ledge?
No, I think the ledge. No, he has a picture. The istavon is the ledge, right? I didn't even know it's the ledge, just the ledge. He shows you the ledge. Yeah. There's a word istavon is written upon the picture. So this is the Rishon Yochel Shav Shachlo. The Tumah Chatzer Shav Nechlasim Bezoy V'yotzim Bezoy. Let's have a courtyard in Halacha. The Rav Nechlasim Bezoy V'yotzim Bezoy. Rishon Yochel Shabbos Rishon Yochel Tumah. They go in and out. They go in and out. Okay. Or they look over here at the parish on the Ikar Mefarshim on the bottom. Hacha Shachatz Einu Mekoyra. It's not roofed. U'mishtameshes Me'ever L'Rabim K'mavim Mefolish Moedir Rav Yehuda Rav Meir Shadim K'Rishos Ram B'chol Gavne. Oh, when there's no roof, when there's no gag, there's no roof, then automatically it changes the dynamics. A chotzer, even if you do, is not going to be chalik on this halacha. Since there's no roof, whenever you don't have a roof, it automatically it's one notch closer to making it into the shusram without any machlekes.
Right.
All right, I got to stop here, okay? I guess okay. Literally tomorrow in Parag Zion, I have to stop wasting time. We can probably do double the amount if I don't waste time. Tell you all my jokes. All right. Thank you very very much, Mamash. You light up my day. Lichtigkeit. You give me Mamash. You give me. It's good. It's very good. You mahan me very very much. Thank you very much. I owe you everything. I'm eternally grateful. There are very few people like you. No, I think I was thinking about you. You Mamash. Like a min bifne atzma, like a kvi.
Oh my God! But I thought that you were going to say
I said a kvi. A kvi is like a bria bifne atzma, a very unique person. You're very normal. You're very real. Very real. Like you're very, you know, you're the real deal. You're a tremendous Talmud Chacham. A doctor, my son, the doctor.
Please turn over the tape recorder.
All right, Zeigesund.